Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This week in music history. Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week in 1987. This week in 1997, Sonny Bono was killed in a skiing accident at age 62. Britney Spears had her surprise marriage annulled less than 55 hours later this week in 2004. And this week in 2006, at age 72, singer Lou Rawls passed away from lung cancer.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Week's most popular music. 25 years ago, 1992.
Number 3.
Mariah Carey, Can't Let Go.
Number 2.
Color Me Bad, All for Love. And the number 1 song this week, 25 years ago in 1992. Michael Jackson, Black or White. It don't matter if you're black
or white. CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Monday. The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Minnesota tomorrow at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bears GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox spoke to the media today. Pace said right away that he knows this team has to get better. He also said it's time for the Bears to do more than talk and that the team would be aggressive and calculated this offseason.
This offseason's huge, man, and I think there's a big responsibility with that much cap space, this high in the draft. It's a significant offseason for us, and we got to get going in that direction. I was pleased with this year's draft class. I think, you know, it's going to take 3 years to really get a full picture of it. But there's a lot of good young players that are ascending, and we just got to add to that group.
As for the Bears quarterback situation, Pace acknowledged it was a critical decision for the Bears in the offseason and that everything right now is on the table, but no decisions have been made. Meanwhile, John Fox called the Bears' 3-13 season unacceptable and said he was taking a hard look at himself.
Our issue is consistency.
And it was playing four quarters, sound, solid technique, fundamental football for four quarters. Did we get close? Yes. Not consistency just in what we're doing football-wise, but even with people. I think, you know, a lot's been made of the injuries, and it's not so much about the injuries as it is that creates inconsistency.
Fox also said his coordinators remain intact, which means both Dell Loggins and Vic Fangio sticking around until next year. The Bulls are in Cleveland tonight to take on the Cavs. We don't know yet if they'll be at full strength. Dwayne Wade's still a game-time decision due to swelling in his knee, but he says the soreness has receded. Denzel Valentine didn't even make the trip. He's day-to-day with a sore ankle. The Blackhawks have lost five of their last six, but help could be on the way. Marian Hossa will very likely play tomorrow night against Buffalo, according to Coach Joe Quenneville. Hossa was back on the ice for today's morning skate. It's possible he'll be ready to go against Buffalo tomorrow night, but no announcement from the team yet. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season, only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Julie, thank you. Julie had our updates today. Thank you to Brian Gertz. Does the video streaming does it well at watch670thescore.com and also on the Facebooks Live. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Nick Shepkowski has the timing, all the timing of the sad music down.
Yeah, he's winning the new year.
Woo.
After that one.
That was perfect.
Mr. McCaskey starts to to weep a little bit, and all of a sudden the sad piano starts to play underneath him.
And we are clearly the worst people on the planet.
No.
Take a turn.
No. Coming up.
Rick Camp is not one, but he helps us, and we thank him for that.
Still a bad person.
Yes, it's true. Tomorrow, Greg Gabriel will be on the show. Mike Florio was on today. But we'll talk to Greg Gabriel tomorrow and a couple other things we'll do on a Thursday. Got the Cavaliers and the Bulls tonight, but the Cavs are all sick, right?
They're all tuckered out.
Kevin Love wasn't a shoot around. LeBron was told to stay away from shoot around. Dwayne Wade might not play again.
It's like when
appointment television.
When one guy gets sick in a hockey dressing room, then you got like 20 guys who are all walking around with a chest cold or something like
Everybody
that.
Everybody gets MRSA together.
Yeah, that's happening.
Well, what'll happen is Butler scores 60, and then people will be like, Bulls can take Cleveland down in the playoffs.
There it is.
Send a message.
That's right.
State message game. Measuring right. Stick.
Regular season.
Zit.
Fun times.
So, without half the roster playing.
My neighbors brought food, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
Right around the corner from you.
That's right there. That's I can see it. I see it from my house. Yeah. I discovered it when
they should move
during one
property thing, value is going down.
When the days are longer, my daughter and I take walks together. Usually most days, and
nice. We do that before she hates you.
Mm-hmm. So I have to do that. So we take long walks, and we're one of our favorite routes is to go by the river there by Clark Park by the boathouse across from Kerrywood Field. And I didn't know about Heineken Pub 97. And as we're walking back, I'm like, wait a second. I think we got to check this out. Let's finish up the walk here. Oh, they've got a nice beer list and a nice wine list. I think our walk is over. This has been a lovely walk, and now it's time for a daisy cutter.
Make it home on your own. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it's
time for dad really, to tie one on before really, a Bulls game.
Really we left cool you left you a couple pieces of celery and some carrots.
Thank you so much. Actually, the promotions department just cleared those out. They're like,
are there vegetables still left? I'm like, sure. Even the hostess plate's gone.
Yeah, you're done. Thanks you're finished. Great, you're finito. Whatever.
That was one of the worst press conferences. As a connoisseur of bad Bears press conferences, there have been some bad ones. But you talk about contradictory. I think Fox is still trying to untangle himself from the knot that Hub Arkish tied him into.
Oh, my God. It's several different times, two or three different tacks Hub took with Fox, and Fox bumbled his way around stuff, claiming
nothing makes sense.
Situational was the reason that they didn't run it enough.
And the situational is your team sucks. That's the situation. And maybe you're losing because you're not running it enough. Well, it's a play calling. It's an execution. Oh, my God. And then if I have this straight, Dowell Loggins is being retained as offensive coordinator because of inconsistency, which means injuries, okay? Inconsistency, all that stuff, injuries. So because they had injuries, Dowell Loggins wasn't bad enough to fire.
Play calling and design were not issues.
Oh, of course not. Then, when asked why they have confidence in Dowell Loggins to shepherd and cultivate a young quarterback, what was the answer? Oh, well, he had a bunch of quarterbacks this year.
He had a lot of quarterbacks this year. I'm very excited. Now, I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
It just, you've got the inconsistency is reason to trust Dowell Loggins? What the hell is, what are you talking about?
You and I disagreed quite a bit during the course of this year about whether Ryan Pace was unencumbered in his power. And I had heard and had talked to some folks in terms of what Ted Phillips was doing. But look what this represented today with the two of them out there.
They should
never have
been out
there together.
As
John Fox is jumping on Ryan Pace's sentences and getting in there and talking about their cap space and their draft position and praising Ryan for his quality opening statement and all that stuff. I mean, what the hell? That comes off like Ryan Pace is not in charge of his own team.
He is nominally the top football man in the building. But with those optics and that goulash of words, even worse than the optics, you cut his nuts off. I don't know what you, even if you like the guy, and I do like him, you know, and I just want to like him. What are you doing?
This situation is emasculating him, and today was a really bad step in that
way. You could have done the opposite. You should have done the opposite. You should have reinforced the words, reinforced your organizational structure, and they could have done that, and they chose not to.
Well, you heard again that this season was unacceptable, and maybe next year's will be unacceptable because they're going to be grooming a young quarterback, hopefully.
Nah, but they're excited. That's fine.
There's a lot of confidence and a lot of excitement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're playing hard.
For 9 wins in 2 years.
I mean, you want them to do something that they're never going to do because they're not unhappy with the structure at Hallis Hall. George is in charge. Ted's below him. John Fox, Ryan Pace. Like, you want them to make changes to something they're not going to make changes to.
And so George doesn't think they need to.
No, and George does not think they need to.
He goes through the South parking lot and everything's okay.
And you can say all you want that Ted Phillips is not involved. Ted Phillips, yeah, he may not call plays, as Barry said yesterday, we were talking about this, but he is the guy in charge of football.
He's not.
He is.
Ted Phillips is not doing football stuff.
He may not be in the draft room.
Right, he's not in the draft room, but he makes decisions on who's in charge.
They have to run every decision by him.
Right, that runs the football side of things.
Again, it's just semantics here.
It's not semantics.
He doesn't make football decisions. He makes business decisions.
Did Ted Phillips have any influence on who's in charge as far as the general manager and the head coach?
He helped hire the general manager.
Okay.
Yeah,
then he's involved in football.
Was the general manager allowed to hire the head coach that he wanted without Ted Phillips being involved?
That was above Ted.
And this is what Hub said yesterday. I'm not reporting this as fact, but this is what I heard from a source, was that they went to Ryan Pace, George, Ted, and they said to him, yeah, you know what? We really like John. Oh, and Ernie Accorsi was the third guy.
Mm-hmm. The thing on his head.
And Ernie said, I know John Fox. We really think it would be a great fit for you if you were to look. It's your decision, but we really encourage you to do this. Yeah. They basically told him who to hire.
Yep. He wanted Dan Quinn. They wanted a veteran guy.
So you can tell me all you want that Ted's not involved, that George is not involved. They run the football side of things,
well,
period.
George,
don't you think that anybody being above Ryan Pace in terms of that decision is completely freaking wrong?
Yes, absolutely.
Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, if he truly is your general manager.
To be consistent, I liked the John Fox hire at the time.
Well, then you were wrong.
I did. I thought it was a smart hire at the time.
See, but here's the thing, though.
I liked the Vic Fangio hire and the Adam Gase hire. I can't pretend I didn't like the hire.
But you're basing that off of what the team came out of.
Correct.
Yeah, and
that was bouncing off of Mark Trestman.
I was clamoring for a coach with experience.
I can't lie and pretend that I didn't like the John Fox hire.
You wanted Mark Trestman gone. You wanted an actual NFL coach, but
replacement level coaching coach.
The negative things we heard about John Fox have come to fruition in his 2 years here.
And Elway warned them. Elway warned them, at least somebody in that organization, about what to expect. That this isn't the avuncular, wise old man that you think you're going to get. That there were aspects to his personality that were going to be difficult, that he was a consolidator of power, shall we say, that this was like De Gaulle's letter to Kennedy about Southeast Asia. They got the information.
That's a reference most of our listeners will get.
Somebody telling them that this is what's going to happen. This is there are some expectations here that you have that are going to be unfulfilled.
All right, fellas, we'll let you do your thing. The Boars and Bernstein show coming up here. Matt Abatacola is in.
Well, actually not. Boars. It's the Scores afternoon show with Dan Bernstein, and I'm just sitting in today.
Is that what it's been dubbed?
Yeah, it's okay. Not the B&B show. It's we killed it.
Is that the
I
new...
killed my first show.
Is that an announcement?
Hey, it's only 13 years.
I was about to say yeah, it. Baby. We talked about this about 8 years ago. We thought it'd be a lot quicker
than
that.
Tried to kill it, right?
Yeah, didn't work. This thing just wouldn't die. That's the thing. Not just Terry, just Dan. Dan just wouldn't die.
It's like one of those rashes that won't go away.
You get yourself some calamine or something like that.
90% of life is just showing up.
This is true. This is very true.
Yeah, you're a walking testament of that.
Still here.
All right, you never take vacation.
A Abatacola and Bernstein.
This is going to be fun.
Speaks, we'll do this again tomorrow.
See you then.
Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It is remarkable, amazing, stunning, appalling. Choose your word that the National Hockey League is even considering not sending its players to next year's Olympics in South Korea. There's no doubt that the International Olympic Committee is difficult to deal with since it wants every deal to be 90% their way, unless it's 100% their way. In this case, though, it doesn't matter. Nothing's better for hockey, for the NHL, than the Olympics. If the U.S. contends at all, the Olympics brings casual fans and non-fans to the game. What's more, they see it at its best because the ice surfaces are bigger, fighting is an afterthought, and the quality of play is fantastic. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and his owners may think that their sport is a big deal in the Olympics and in the world, but the fact is, it's not basketball, or for that matter, figure skating. Hockey needs the Olympics, period. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Fashion emergency hotline. Help! It's a new year and the new me really needs some new workout clothes.
The new you should just run to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, all Old Navy active for the family is on sale up to 50% off.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did. Old Navy active has tons of new styles to help you work out in style this new year, starting at just $7.
Wow! The new me is going to Old Navy. Thanks!
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 1-2 through 1-12.
This week in music history.
This week in 1936, Billboard magazine introduced the first ever pop music chart. This week in 1953, country singer Hank Williams died of a heart attack at age 29, brought on by pills and alcohol. This week in 1958, Gibson Guitars launched the Flying V electric guitar. The Beatles, without John Lennon, had their final studio appearance as a group this week in 1970.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Most popular music. 30 years ago, 1987.
Number 3.
Gregory Abbott, Shake You Down.
Oh, you need.
Number 2. Duran Duran, Notorious.
No, no, Notorious.
And the number 1 song this week, 30 years ago in 1987. The Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
Matt Abatacola.
Sports is life.
Dan Bernstein.
Sucking the joy out of sports.
On 670 The Score.
I'm honestly extremely disappointed in this season, but I'm honestly excited going forward. My message to Bears fans is simple. We're going to get better. We will improve. I hear you. But I also understand this is just talk. This meeting's just talk, and we got to show actions. We got to show results. I fully get that.
Obviously, 3-13, is not acceptable. The buck stops here. I think there's no doubt that, coming off of 6-10, we had higher aspirations. It just didn't happen. Looking hard at myself, all the coaches, everybody involved in football, there's no doubt we have to get better.
Yeah, all right, we'll get on with it. It's unacceptable, but it's also kind of acceptable because inconsistency. Please, we're not using injuries as an excuse. We're now going to spend the next 45 minutes using injuries as an excuse. John Fox, Ryan Pace, I don't know what the hell that was. I just know that this is now starting year 3 of whatever this is, and it's getting worse instead of better, but everything's fine, and they're excited. He was excited last year, he's excited this year, and everything's cool, everything's fine, and people just have to live with it, but I still think that there are going to be changes even after today that they sort of hinted at, and didn't confirm, but there were opportunities to shore things up in a way that they chose not to. So I don't think we're done with the volatility at Halas Hall. Anyway, happy Wednesday. It's difficult this time of year for me to know what the hell day it is, but it's Wednesday, and the Scores Afternoon Show with Dan Bernstein and Matt Abatacola will be here until 6 o'clock today. Brad Biggs from the Tribune joins us at 2, Greg Gabriel at 3, Jared Willis of Baseball Prospectus, Wrigleyville at 3:40, and then Hub Arkish can take your phone calls, Bears NFL, the looming playoffs, all of that at 5, with surprises along the way as well, and some giveaways. We have a pair of 2-packs of tickets to attend tomorrow's Terry Bohr's farewell party, his last radio broadcast at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. That is tomorrow. You have to be listening between now and 6 o'clock if you want to win that opportunity for you and a friend to attend the momentous festivities tomorrow. It really is going to be must-listened and certainly must-attend if you are lucky enough to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. You can follow along on Twitter. I am at Dan_Bernstein. That is Matt Abatacola, by
the way. Hello,
hi,
Dan.
Hi. Yes. Hey, yes, yes. He is at Matt Abatacola. We have texting and sexting at 67011. The text zone brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. We also have producers. They are Baldy McGrindy, Brennan McCaffrey, and Chris Tannehill. So I guess we can get your reaction to what that was, but the reaction, I didn't know, I didn't go back through some of these texts here, but I just don't know how you come away with any real level of confidence that these people involved have some understanding of what they're doing or how to do it.
Well, you know, here's the thing I take away from the whole 45 minutes listening to it during Jason and Matt, that they clearly want to win more than we want them to win. I get that. It's their livelihood.
They're not trying to lose their jobs. Right, yeah.
I also am somewhat willing to allow this season to be somewhat of a wash because of the injuries. Yeah, I know football, there are injuries. Every team deals with them. The Patriots lost Tom Brady for the first 4 games of the season due to suspension, and they are the number one seed in the AFC, and they're just rolling. That's fine. They're a different animal as far as the NFL is concerned. But the Bears did have substantial injuries to key players, and it's fine. I get it. They understand that you can't put it all on injuries, but it also impacted the way they played. Dow Loggins started off this season in a little bit over his head. They made a mistake on some of the roster decisions with Jordan Howard being there on the roster, not being used, being the best running back they have on the roster. They finally got around to that week 4 or 5, whatever it was. I'm going to allow them a little benefit of the doubt because of this season. I also believe that with Mike McCoy out there, unless he was hired earlier today, as Hub and I talked about it yesterday, I believe Mike McCoy will be added to this Bears staff. I don't think John Fox will allow McCoy to be out there. I don't think he's getting a head coaching job anywhere. He certainly will be coveted as far as offense coordinator is concerned, but I believe he will be added to the staff, and that makes me feel better about the offense moving forward. I also believe that they'll have some guys back next year that'll be better as far as a health-wise is concerned. It'll make the roster better. But it's like to get really angry about it or to get aggravated or frustrated from especially from a Bears press conference, is kind of a waste of time as a fan. I didn't expect them to say anything. They didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I expected it to be very frustrating, and it was very frustrating. They are the worst in this town holding and running press conferences. They have a history of it, of just A, allowing dumb ones to happen, and B, just not saying anything during any press conference.
Despite the fact that they get good advice. They solicit and get good advice from professionals about what to say, what not to say, and how to say it, and they always, always, always screw it up.
Right, and it's been the worst in my 15 years here at the station under John Fox because he is just so afraid to say anything. We know where Ryan Pace sits as far as the structure at Halas Hall is concerned. He is the general manager. He runs the football side of things, but he truly doesn't really run the football side of things. There are other influences. There are other people that influence decisions that he makes, and that's just how it is. That's just how it is. John Fox certainly was a breath of fresh air coming in after Mark Trestman, who was a complete lunatic. But the things that we heard about Fox and the negative aspects of him as a head coach, we've seen those things here. He's not very good on Sundays. He's not very good with clock management.
Oh, no, that's his team. Remember, he's got a group of... We found that out today. We did learn something today that he has people whose job it is to advise him on the clock management issues. So I don't know if anybody asked, does it matter to him that they're apparently terrible
right.
at it?
But ultimately, it's his decision and what happens as far as the clock's concerned. Just like the offense and the defense. Sure, he allows Vic Fangio to run the defense and Dow Loggins ran the offense, but he's the head coach. If there's something he doesn't like, he can ultimately change that. But we know he doesn't do that on Sundays. That's just not his style. That's not how he coaches. So the bad aspects of John Fox we've seen come through. Now, maybe we'll see a better John Fox with a healthier roster and better younger players through Ryan Pace. He's found some younger players, and we'll see how they continue to develop. We'll see what happens next year when the roster is healthy. I firmly believe that your starting quarterback next year will be Jay Cutler. That's what I took out of that and hearing it. I believe Brian Hoyer will be the backup, and I believe Ryan Pace, who says you should draft a quarterback every year, finally will draft a quarterback this year, but he will be a third-string guy being developed, I believe, by Dow Loggins in the fact that he'll have less responsibility next year if Mike McCoy is here.
Yeah, I also agree with you that if given the chance to upgrade, you know, they would love it if Dow Loggins was hired away from them or took a college job. But nobody's
that's not going
to
happen.
Nobody's coming to hire him.
And they're not going to fire him. He was in over his head. They put him in that position and suffered a great deal of injuries. They're not going to fire the guy. They'll allow him to be the offensive coordinator by title. Mike McCoy will come in as assistant head coach and call plays.
That's fine. I think they're better the moment that happens.
Absolutely.
Because,
100% agree.
Because clearly Dow Loggins is in over his head.
Yes.
And a nice enough guy, but maybe he's sort of Peter Principled himself up from the quarterback's coach job or offensive assistant's job, for which he might end up being ideal and end up being a football lifer as a guy in an office somewhere. But they said basically that they didn't run the ball because they couldn't run the ball. They couldn't run the ball because they didn't run the ball.
Yeah,
again, that all kind of, it was the snake eating its tail at that point.
I know, there was a lot of odd stuff that was said. Now, the thing that bothered me most about something John Fox said, and it was a simple four-word sentence. He said, this won't happen again. And you just don't know that. You can't guarantee that. If you're going to blame this season on injuries, and that's fine, if that's what you want to do, you go ahead and do that, because you had a lot of guys on IR, you lost 8 games from starters due to suspension, then you can't say that this won't happen again, because you just don't know. You don't know that you're not going to have the same number of injuries
might
next year.
Again.
Right,
it might
absolutely
all be fired.
Would. Right, you could be.
Someone else will be holding the press conference.
And then my guy, JR. You think if this happens again next year, you guys will be fired?
I don't know where that guy's coming from.
That's my guy.
That's
I love
dude.
Him.
Get to the back of the line.
That's right.
Oh, there he is.
Scoreboard update.
1:30 from the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Minnesota tomorrow at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. No big surprises from Hallis Hall today as Bears GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox addressed the media for their end-of-season press conference. Pace said that the team's 3-13 season was, of course, unacceptable. Injuries were no excuse, and it's time for action.
We're going to get better. We will improve. I hear you. But I also understand this is just talk. This meeting is just talk, and we got to show actions. We got to show results. I fully get that.
Fox went on to reiterate Pace's points, urged patience from the fan base. No big changes to the staff for next year. Offensive coordinator Dow Loggins and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio both being back next season. However, offensive line coach Dave Magazoo and assistant defensive backs coach Sam Garns were both dismissed. A lot more sound from today's presser coming all afternoon long, so keep it here. Moving to the Bulls, they'll try to get back to .500 tonight as they visit LeBron James and the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Dwayne Wade is a game-time decision. He's been dealing with some soreness in his left knee. Hockey, the Blackhawks are mired in a bit of a slump right now. They've won just one of their last 5 games. A potential boost as Marian Hossa could return tomorrow night when they host Buffalo at the United Center. And finally, in baseball, former Cleveland Indians outfielder Rajay Davis has signed a 1-year, $6 million deal with the Oakland Athletics. Hurry into Subway and get the steak and cheese footlong. That's now just $6. It's packed with thinly sliced steak, free of artificial preservatives and flavors, and melty cheese. Get it with red onions, green peppers, and chipotle Southwest sauce on toasted bread. Only $6 for a limited time. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 1:32, Dan Bernstein and Matt Abatacola with you. Remember, today we are going to be giving away 2 more opportunities for you and a guest to win tickets to attend tomorrow's big a historical function. This is it's a big deal. It is Terry Borz's last broadcast, a farewell party for an all-time Chicago radio great. A giant in the business will be saying adieu tomorrow in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. So you have to be listening for the cue to call for your opportunity to win.
Yeah, we have 33 guests.
Really?
For right now. Yeah. And most will be there on site. So it should be a lot of fun. We have a few guys, just because of location, unable to make it in. We'll be on the phone. But it's 33. It's going to be incredible. If you were a day one listener of The Score, you will absolutely love what you hear tomorrow.
And there's a lot of people asking, well, what's going on? What's happening in the future? Everybody I run into everywhere. What's going on? What's going to happen? You're just going to have to stay tuned. When there's stuff to be said, you'll know.
A couple other things from the press conference. I was waiting for the cliche from Ryan Pace, and he gave it to me. He wants to develop talent and culture. You know, the whole culture, developing culture in your locker room. And you know who has a great culture? Or teams that win. That's who has a great culture. He was asked a really good question, I thought, by David Haw about laying out his plan for moving forward in the future. What's the most important place to start? Where do you go from? I think David was really hitting at the quarterback position.
Sure.
And he gave him this 4-point answer. It was number one, analyze your roster. Then it was develop your needs. Then he mentioned free agency and mentioned how they're going to be top five in cap spending. And then the fourth point was the draft and drafting young players and how they're going to be drafting high in every round. And David followed up with, about the quarterback position. And then Ryan said this, no more important decision than quarterback for the direction that this organization will head. I thought that was really interesting. Telling people that the decision they make on quarterback this offseason will tell the direction the organization is going to head. Well, God, it's kind of frightening a little bit because Jay Cutler's here for another year. At the most. If Cutler's
sure,
back. No,
yeah.
If he's back. So if he's your quarterback, then that doesn't really tell you the direction you're heading.
As of right now, I would lean to him not being back.
If Brian Hoyer is your quarterback next year because he's here and Fox loves him, that also doesn't tell you the direction unless you draft someone and Brian Hoyer is the guy that's going to be there until that quarterback is ready, either the end of next season or the start of the following season.
He mentioned the possibility of a bridge quarterback.
Right.
He did. I think that was the term that he used. He didn't say, I think it was bridge quarterback.
He did.
Veteran. He did. I didn't use the term stopgap.
So, maybe possibly Matt Barkley showed enough to be a backup. Ooh. And you have Hoyer, Barkley, and a young guy. Maybe there's a free agent guy that they're going to go out after and sign to a 1-year deal and let him and Hoyer, go after it for that number one spot and then have a backup and then have a guy they draft for the third spot.
Or he's going to make a run at Jimmy Garoppolo, or he's going to make a run at A.J. McCarron,
he possibly
or he's going to make a run at Mike Glennon.
But what he said, Mike Glennon would be fine. What he said, though, was the decision they make on quarterback this offseason will show the direction this organization is going to head.
Remember, Rick Hahn said something similar at the end of the White Sox season with his postmortem. He said, you will know where we're going with the first big moves,
sure,
that we make. And it turned out that we just had to be listening to him because we sort of got to understand what was happening. And there has been a new transparency and a new awareness of direction there. You're hopeful that the Bears can follow up on it. But I've always said you can't recover from years of bad drafting with anything other than years of good drafting.
Right, absolutely.
Not your development of undrafted free agents and not spending a ton of money with all your cap space to buy guys that other teams don't want. It is only years of good drafting that will help you recover. And I just, obviously, press conferences are just that. And being bad at press conferences doesn't doom you to being bad at football.
Correct.
It doesn't necessarily mean, just because you're so ham-fisted in your public presentation, it doesn't mean that you're consigned to being bad at your job and everything else. I just don't buy. The question is the disconnect between what are they saying? And Fox says stuff just to say stuff.
Yeah,
he's
useless.
He's useless and should not have been there. I don't think that Pace is as actively disingenuous as Fox is. Fox has nothing but contempt for fans in the media.
No, absolutely. And
I don't think Pace does.
Ryan Pace does not. And right. I saw criticism on Twitter about Ryan Pace and his level of excitement. Yeah, I know that they're coming off a 3-win season, but what do you want the guy to do? Like, I think that excitement, that genuine excitement that he displayed was actually real. that he really is that excited.
You know, he is an upbeat dude.
He is a very upbeat dude. And like, I don't know what people want from this guy to walk in and just be like, yeah, we really suck, and this year sucked, and you know, the injuries sucked, and this is just terrible. I don't know what we're going to do moving forward. I mean, I don't know what people expect. This is supposed to be a show of unity and forward-moving direction within an organization. You can't go in there and be all doom and gloom.
No, I get that. I don't think I don't think Pace is lying about his optimism. He is a genuinely optimistic guy, but some of the stuff that they say,
well, yeah,
about the this isn't an excuse, or we think this is important, or we think this about this guy or that guy, or whether it's Nick Witkowski, that stuff about Kyle Fuller was garbage. You're trying to trade him for a pick, maybe. You're trying to keep up the value. There's stuff about Alshon Jeffrey too. Well, please don't tell me that
didn't bother me as much. The Fuller stuff really bothered me. What also bothered me was the Kevin White stuff. Just the super high optimism on Kevin White. You know what? I don't care about Kevin White at this point until that dude is playing consistently for a football season. I don't want to hear about how excited you are, because you know what? His potential is done. I'm done with his potential. That was 2 years ago. That's done. Kevin White, you should have said he's rehabbing and we're keeping a close eye on him and we're getting him to the point where he needs to be.
Hear this again too, because we had Fox was talking a lot about, oh, we got the greatest fans. Please, he didn't think that. And there was also like an offhanded comment about the crowd at Soldier Field. I wanted to listen to this again and see if I heard it correctly.
Also to Bears fans, I can tell you this, that you know, this is foreign territory for me as well as a coach, and it is going to get better. We've got the best fans in the league. You know, even though it might have been a full house, there were some late games there at the end. Even though our record wasn't great, they want a winner. They want it bad, and we're here to deliver it to them.
Even though you didn't bother to show up.
I don't think that is a backhanded. Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't sure quite how to hear that, because it's like, yeah, even though you couldn't get off your couch.
That Redskins game, that was embarrassing to see that at home. And God bless you guys that go to games, especially in December, because I'm never going to go to I hate being outside in the cold. It's terrible. But watching that on TV and seeing that the stadium shot, that was embarrassing.
Always a good time for West Side Mike on The Score.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm telling you this right now. That man is on his way in the nursing home eating Jell-O pudding. I'm telling you, he don't know what the hell he's talking about. He is garbage. They need to get rid of him, Jefferson, Cutler, and White. I told you, White was a bust. All he do is get hurt. All he do is ever get hurt. And one more thing, Bursey. How come y'all not selling tickets if I could be in that game, if I could kiss that man like my man O.J. Simpson would do? Why can't I be at this place? I need to be there. I need to be there to say something. I need to say it loud and clear. He's a great man. I listen to 670 Score, and some people think I'm not real. I am real. I live on the West Side. I wear bow ties. I wear nice ties, and I wear a suit. So quit thinking I'm not real. I'm not a robot, you nuts.
Yar. Thank you, Mike.
Say you wanted to kiss him like O.J. Simpson?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, well, yeah.
He sliced people up, didn't he?
O.J. Simpson, very famous for his kissing.
Yeah, didn't he? He sliced people, right?
Well known for his...
Kisses with knives? I'm going to kiss you from ear to ear with his sharp blade.
Thank you. Sort of a liberal definition of kissing.
I guess.
Perhaps. I love Mike.
Nobody wants Mike there because he dresses too well. Make us look like a bunch of slobs there tomorrow.
That's right. In his $5,000 suits.
Hey, it's what? At DJ Mike
Hitman 20 knife something? Slasher.
No, he's
kisser.
If you follow him on Twitter, you will see him in his glory. That dude backs it up, man. He is always dressed, always set out on the town, looking good, representing. I'm Dan Bernstein. That's Matt Abaticola. We have a lot to come, including Brad Biggs at the top of the hour. It's one of these Bears days, and if you've been around the Bears long enough, you expect days like this where they tell you that they know that they're bad and they're mad that they're bad, but they're going to take responsibility that they're bad. It's their fault that they're bad, and they're going to stop being bad, and then they're still bad. You have Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox face the media with their plan for the offseason as heard live on The Score.
The goal is to look for long-term solutions that lead to long-term success. Our goal is to keep adding young, talented players to this team and eventually win Super Bowl championships.
For breaking Bears news throughout the offseason, keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized with Staples' 18-gallon plastic totes, now only $3. Staples, make more happen.
In-store only while supplies last, ends 1/7/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Popular music. 40 years ago, 1977.
Number three.
Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night.
Tonight's the Night.
Number two.
Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. And the number one song this week. 40 years ago in 1977. Marilyn McHugh and Billy Davis Jr., You Don't Have to Be a Star.
You don't have to be a star.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison, why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This week in music history. This week in 1936, Billboard magazine introduced the first ever pop music chart. This week in 1953, country singer Hank Williams died of a heart attack at age 29, brought on by pills and alcohol. This week in 1958, Gibson Guitars launched the Flying V electric guitar. The Beatles, without John Lennon, had their final studio appearance as a group this week in 1970.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, again, there's a lot of changes. Stan Drayton, you know, had an outstanding opportunity. His goal in life is to be a head coach in college, and it was a great opportunity for him. And those kind of things happen when you have good coaches. But we're excited for Sam and that new Stan and that new opportunity.
Sam, Stan, Steve, Larry,
whatever his name is.
Whatever.
We're happy for that guy.
Yeah, whoever that guy was. Maybe that's the guy up in the box that handles all of his clock management. And the funny thing was, I want to say it was, I think it was our own Dan Durkin that asked the question about the clock management. And he tried, the funny thing was, and I think I heard this, that Fox actually said, well, I don't know what you're referring to. What do you mean you don't know what he's referring to? How many games this year had Fox had to come out and explain his clock management? Or refused to explain his clock management and had left everybody scratching their heads about how he was using timeouts and whether or not he's letting 20 seconds run off. They didn't have to let run off. So whoever is in charge of that up there, fire him.
Yeah, I know. You know, and again, I'm not all that bothered because A, it's what I expected.
Right.
And B, it really did a lot for me, that conversation we had with him in Bourbonnais.
Like the understanding who he was?
Just the off-air conversation is, you know, talking to him where he wasn't the guy behind the mic. He wasn't, you know, the head coach trying to protect whatever it is he tries to protect by not saying anything. He was just a very different guy, and it was a little enlightening in understanding who he is as a person more than just what people get to see behind a mic and a press conference or after a game, because the fans don't get to see that. So I'm not all that disappointed because I didn't expect anything from the guy.
Yeah, he could let people in a little bit, you know.
He absolutely could.
It would help him so much politically. He just doesn't care.
No, that's the thing.
He doesn't care. He doesn't really think, you know, because he keeps saying results based business, and it is, but his results blow.
Well, they have, yes.
Yeah, here's Pace saying this is all talk. Well, yeah. It is.
I mean, he just finished the worst 16-game season in Bears history.
But they're excited.
Well, Ryan Pace is excited.
And again,
he's looking forward to his next job.
I'm excited to be with a different organization.
Well, I'm going to follow Stan or Sam.
We're happy for Stan, Sam.
Sam.
Whatever the hell his name is. It's Park Forest Bunky on the score. Hello, Bunky.
Hey, fellas. Happy New Year, mate. Dan.
You too.
As you know, I'm a January 2nd, 1992 listener. And hey, to Bernstein, don't steal. Some folks in the audience got you to call Kennedy Southeast Asia reference. I'm a erstwhile, dirty, smart kid. And myself as a U.S. history buff. And took punch in high school, too. But anyhow, yeah, I know, you know, Jackie, like, wowed them when JFK took her over
mm-hmm.
there. Fluent French speaker and all that. But anyway, and I know De Gaulle, I know Elway warned us about Fox. That's what you guys were talking about, Fox's shortcomings. But guys, I don't care if Fox gives BS answers and screws up stuff on game day. Hell, most NFL coaches do that. What I'm concerned about is that the Bears' chain of command doesn't seem right. I mean, I don't think Fox should have been there. I mean,
no, he shouldn't
have. He should be calling the shots and Fox's comments during his presence. And his comments during the press conference tells me he's not really in charge. I mean, I'm not saying they have a contentious relationship, but the GM should be calling the shots. And Maddie, I got to the other day, Maddie, you broke. Well, I graduated from a proud alumnus of St. Ignatius, so I really am a nerdy, erstwhile nerdy smart. And I graduated from there in 79, Maddie. And I graduated from UOI 4 years later, yes, in 83. One more thing, Maddie, you broke my heart when I heard you say that you don't like staying in the police. Man, that's my wheelhouse. Those are my guys.
I don't. Yeah, he just looks like he's too stinky.
I already have tickets to go see him when he comes here in March.
Boy, have fun.
I will.
Enjoy that.
I saw the
enjoy that wasted night out.
No, yeah. I've always liked his music.
Well, you have bad taste in music then.
What?
Garbage.
Hot garbage.
It is hot garbage.
What don't you like?
His music.
What about the jazz stuff?
Oh, even worse.
Even worse?
Yes.
Okay.
Go away.
I didn't know that about you. I didn't know that you had no time for Sting.
No time for Sting. Bono, that
well, that's
blowhard.
Bono's different. He's not
Bruce Springsteen.
Well, wait, okay. Now you're just being.
I'm not. No, I think that's all garbage.
But it's not. They're not related.
Doesn't matter. I just don't like any of those guys who are super popular for like no good reason.
He's got plenty of good reasons. Music's
no,
good.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
Okay. All right.
Garbage.
Hot garbage.
I'd rather listen to what? You know what? I'd rather listen to John Fox talk for 7 straight hours on a Sting song.
And here to sing a romantic ballad is the one and only Sting.
Vamos da fune adun da fields of gold.
Yeah, exactly. Garbage.
Actually, I will say too, Seth MacFarlane in the movie Sing, he's great.
Oh, is he?
He's great. Yeah, he plays the rat. I think mouse or a rat. It's okay. like a Sinatra type Rat Pack guy.
Okay.
I think that's the bit. Rat Pack. I guess I just put that together.
There you go, Dan. It might be a squirrel. He's a squirrel doing the Rat Pack.
Squirrel
could
pack.
Could be a chipmunk, maybe. Something. I don't know.
Oh, and go see La La Land, too. Is it good?
I'm going to a movie, I don't know. It's just too much. I'll wait till it's on TV.
Oh, now all movies are bad.
No, they're not bad. It's just, I just don't.
That music, movies, no, all that arts.
The time for it. I just, you know, these guys know. I wait till something goes. They see it first. They tell me it's great, and I'm like, great. When it's out, I can rent on demand. I will.
I do have to admit this, that we did a staycation downtown with the kids not far from here for the last couple of nights, and we sort of pretended we were tourists in the city just to have
fun.
Did
you wear costumes? How did you pretend?
No, we just pretend. Oh. I said, let's pretend we're on vacation in
they
Chicago.
They got shot.
Unfortunately, he didn't die, though.
We all got shot. But I said, well, what museum have we not been to? And I got them all excited. Let's go to the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Oh, right? That sounds great.
Well, it happened to be the Free Tuesday, Illinois residents.
Oh, always of course. Is that how you picked that one?
I had no idea. Sure. We were going to go on Monday, but it was closed.
Half-price sandwiches there, too.
And we all went to see La La Land the day before. You know, we ate like royalty. Just, oh, my God, am I stuffed? But so we go to the MCA, and I didn't like it. I was like, kids, I understand, this is modern art. This is not like what we saw in Paris. We're not just staring at these. Some of these are interactive. And I explained the difference in contemporary art and what we had seen elsewhere. I said, it's okay to respond viscerally, to have a feeling about what you're seeing, because some of this is abstract. We're not talking about historical things. It's not like we're... So yeah. So we go in.
Don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we walked out. Jason says something to me because Dad, you remember when you said we could sort of respond to how we felt? And I said, yeah.
You swear?
No, he said, I feel really good that we're out of that museum.
Hmm. There you go.
I said, yeah, I wasn't really.
That's a terrible idea on your part,
really,
Dad.
As good as I remember. I'm trying.
Awful,
you know,
idea.
You do things,
I mean,
that
of
you
all
think,
the fun family things you could do in the city, and you go to the Museum of Contemporary Art.
I had good
art.
Memories. There were just some exhibits that didn't really speak to me. There was one that's fine. The rest I kind of didn't get. And
your poor kids.
It was.
Not I wish good. They were back in school.
Probably did. I did. Jeez. I would have gone back to school looking at some of those exhibits. I mean, it just depends on the artist. Sometimes you like them and sometimes you don't.
So what kind of
and,
stuff did you see? Were there like...
You know, it's like abstract.
Like an interactive one. Was it a lot like, of the, real like, people? And...
No, it's like these photographs flashing and the things. And I didn't get it.
Maybe you should have ate some mushrooms before you went
in. I kind of wanted to like pretend I understood it and the artist is making a statement about one's relationship to the environment and how one can never be different from what is seeing while being seen.
All right, kids, this is the Museum of Bad Arts. Right, let's go kinda, waste them
like,
a couple hours
right.
here.
Yeah. I said, okay, are we good? Anybody hungry? Do we want to leave? Yes, leaving. That's what we were
Where'd
doing.
Where'd you eat on your staycation?
We did Bistro Zinc and then we did Joe's Steak and Seafood.
Oh, nice.
And
what'd you have there?
And we had Eataly for lunch yesterday.
Ooh. What'd you eat at Joe's?
Started with stone crab for everybody, and then it was crab bisque and then a strip steak, Lyonnaise potatoes, the sauteed rapini, and peppermint ice cream, banana cream pie, and key lime pie.
You didn't do any seafood for an entree?
Beth had king crab.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, boy.
What I like Joe's. One of my favorite spots.
Oh, Brad Biggs joins
us. Great date memories there at Joe's.
Next on The Score.
And now, a Score 25th anniversary flashback.
We are broadcasting live from Jerry's Big Set. He does our pick five with 55 feet. Oh, no. No, Doug. Doug, out. Mother of God, he threw a chair at me. Oh, hey.
Couldn't have done it without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago, for 25 great years. From Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Friday. Matt is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. Most popular music. 30 years ago, 1987.
Number 3.
Gregory Abbott, Shake You Down.
Oh, you did.
Number 2. Duran Duran, Notorious.
No, Notorious.
And the number 1 song this week, 30 years ago in